This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 19th. God's word for you today is backing. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 17, verse 47 to 48. And it says, "And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Do not confuse outrage for courage. Do not rush. The third thing crucial to taking bold steps in life is audacity, audacity, audacity. This is an entire chapter in my book, Winning, Gaining, and Sustaining Victory in the Battles of Life. You should get your copy so that you can understand audacity. Audacity is huge, and you have to be audacious. You have to be audacious to take what God has for you. Giving, for instance, is audacity. Courage to give a seed today for a harvest tomorrow that you are not sure of. David said to Arauna, "I will not give God what will not cost me anything. I need to pay the full price." 2 Samuel 24, verse 24. Please read. It takes audacity to give. It takes audacity to accept your assignment. It takes audacity for you to have your plan of maybe doing a PhD and God says you should go and pastor a church instead. It takes audacity to jettison that plan and start a church that nobody knows. You are just obeying God. It takes audacity for you to embrace your assignment. It took audacity for Ruth to follow Naomi. She could have gone back. In fact, she got the option to go back. But Ruth said to Naomi, "Where you go, I will go. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people." Ruth did not stop there. She did not say to Naomi, "If you do not treat me well, then I will go back to my people." Ruth said, "Where you live, I will live. Where you die, I will die." When I read this kind of things in the Bible, I am like, this is crazy. But guess what? God must honor it. It takes audacity to embrace your assignment. Some of us already have our own plans, but God is nudging you in another direction. It takes audacity to embrace your assignment. Please read 1 Samuel 17, verse 41 to 48. It takes audacity to disregard negative words concerning your destiny. David disregarded the negative words of Eliab, Saul, and Goliath. As Goliath moved towards David, what did David do? He ran out to meet him. Audacity. When Goliath moves towards you, what should you do? Run towards him. Do not turn your back on Goliath ever again. If you have been turning your back, today God will empower you. David knew where his source was. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Then he said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.'" Deuteronomy 32 verse 30 says, "How could one person chase 1,000 of them and two people put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them, unless the Lord had given them up?" The supernatural force that makes the difference in all you need in your life. David knew that with his audacity, if God did not back him up, he would be like that dog that has audacity to face the tiger. Question: did that dog have audacity or not? The dog was audacious, but the difference is David has the backing of the Lord of heaven's armies. 1 Samuel 17 verse 45 says, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the Lord of the armies of Israel." Let us pray. Father, As I take bold steps, I will take territories for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.